Listen easy. You can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
I just love Elvis. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com, or you can visit my site, bruceallen.com, to read any columns, listen to any radio shows, order my book, look at my son's music video, and even find a link to Wayne Levine's book right there on the homepage, because he is my next guest. This segment of The Bruce Allen Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. Do ask for their free quarterly newsletter. It's of great value. It is time for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Pleasure, Bruce.
I want you to know that my son, Arnie, asked me, when can I go on a retreat? So how old does he have to be?
Well, it's a function of age and a function of maturity. And when the men are young, we sort of have to take it case by case. We've had guys as young as 19 join us.
Oh, but that's been the youngest, more or less?
Yeah, because what we do can get pretty intense, and also it's about life experience. So the younger guys have to be especially clear about why they're wanting to go. I mean, listen, your kid's been around the men for a long time, so I'm sure that we'll be able to find a slot for him, but he's going to have to get a couple more years on him.
Well, then I guess in this case, I will have to say no to him.
You will have to say no.
Do you like that for a segue?
It's almost as if you had planned that.
So, love means saying no is my assertion. And with a frog in my voice, I will turn it over to you before I continue to frog it out.
Yeah. Well, one way of looking at no is understanding its role in setting terms and boundaries. And so it's part and parcel. Sometimes you have to say no. Sometimes you have to say yes. Sometimes you have to let the kids, you know, if we're talking about kids, sort of learn things on their own and then still establish sort of a safe boundary for it.
That's a really key point, and not easy when so many parents, especially former working moms, want to micromanage their kids' lives.
Well, they want to micromanage because they're scared, and a lot of women, single parents, period, just feel a lot of guilt because of whatever may or may not have happened in the marriage and why it broke up, and the resulting, you know, sort of situation that their kid doesn't have two parents. So a lot of times, you know, we're driven by fear and guilt and shame.
Gee, I wouldn't understand that at all.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work for the kids. It doesn't work for the kids. And so you may be feeling like you're coming from a very loving place, but really you're making it more about you than you're making it about the kid. And the only way to get through that is to have support and to be able to talk it through and have some trusting relationships, which is, you know, a big part of what we do with the men and having men's groups in these circles, because we have the opportunity to talk through what might seem like mundane issues until we realize that, no, they're actually quite important, and there's some unconscious things that are going on that are keeping us from being the best husbands and fathers we can be.
And that, in fact, often does mean saying no, because it is, especially with our kids, it's so much easier. And just not to bother with the whininess or the persistence where they may be wanting a certain toy, a tech tool or whatever. So sometimes parents just give in. And that, of course, is teaching them that the whininess pays off.
Of course it does. And, you know, parents give in for a number of reasons. You know, sometimes they're lazy. Sometimes they just feel so inadequate in their role as parent that they just don't know what to do and they give up.
Do you have any personal examples of where you either held the line or, better, didn't, and you regretted it?
regret. Well, listen, overall, I would have preferred if I hadn't been such a softy over the years.
To both your kids or just your daughter?
Well, mostly to my son, because my son pushed more. And I think generally speaking, boys will test the limits more than girls. The girls have their ways. But being a softy didn't always help. The one time I drew the line with my daughter. You know, there are so few things that I didn't do well with my daughter that she can remember those couple of things.
And the one that stood out?
She reminds me all the time. In her mind, we had told her to come downstairs and be at dinner at a certain time, and if you're not down, you're not going to this dance in middle school that you want to go to. She had plenty of time. She kept, you know, doing whatever she was doing upstairs. We were looking at the clock, and I'm looking at my wife. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. She's not going to make it. And now I'm in the position of having to honor the consequence, which is really what I've always hated to do most as a parent. I would like to lay the consequence out, hope that my child understands, and not force me to be a parent. But there she was. Now, you know, sort of like suicide by cop, I don't think she wanted to go to the dance. And she had her own reasons, but she wouldn't own it. Uh-huh. And so she came down late. And I said, well, you're not going. And she cried a lot. And you know, this is 10 years later, and she remembers it like it was yesterday. Got to love the memory of our little women.
Well, and that they remember those things. They don't remember all the sweet and kind gestures you did. But ironically, the ones they learn most from are those that aren't always sweet and nice.
Well, the truth is, now that my daughter's older and we're having conversations, she appreciates where the line was held. She, when we told her she can't wear that outfit to that dance that she had purchased with her friend and her friend's mother because it was way too trashy, and she just wasn't going to be wearing that, she remembers that too, and she will be that kind of mother. So she paid attention. She knew that our no's and our boundaries were all about our views of right and wrong, and she took it all in. We didn't get instant gratification along the way, but I can tell you, at least for the parents of younger kids now, you be consistent, and a few years down the line, you'll see that all of this was taken in, and you've helped to develop young people who have these good values.
Promise?
You have my guarantee.
I'll tell you the one area that I'm also guilty of is making a consequence. And in the case of my older son, they're constant, and sticking to it. For instance, you are grounded until such and such happens. And I just end up feeling bad for him. And my wife, to her credit, has cautioned me when I've been either wanting to or have found some excuse in my head to justify lightening the consequence. And it does him no good.
Right. Well, it's about you and projecting you onto him and how you feel, how you would have felt, what you would have liked when you were a kid.
Yes.
Right? And it's not relevant. As much as it makes sense to us in the moment, it's completely irrelevant. You know, we talk about mothering and fathering, and there's a difference. And that's why kids are best served by having mom and dad, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, your politically incorrect opinion. We are down to the last. By the way, I totally agree with you, just to be clear, even though I was saying the politically, the PC word, I am in complete agreement. We are down to our last minute, Wayne. Please remind our listeners where they can get a hold of you and your book.
Bettermen.org. My book, Hold On To Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men, is a good place to start for men who want to start figuring out what's really going on for them so they can turn things around in all of their relationships and to be able to deal better with their primary relationship, their relationship with their kids, and their relationship with their aging parents as well, because it's all the same stuff.
In this case, I would say yes, buy Wayne's book. And I thank you for joining us for this segment, Wayne. We'll talk with you next week.
I will be back. Thanks, Bruce.
Looking forward to it. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, with Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. Remember, you can tweet me at Bruce Salen. We'll be right back. It's time.
truer than the red, white, and blue.